Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Lee, it's finally happening. What you and I have talked about for years.
Okay.
And it's fascinating to watch. Remember when Barack Obama said that his goal was to necessarily skyrocket the price of electricity?
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations. That will cost money. They will pass that money on to consumers.
And Democrats went, yay, and voted for it. Okay. Well, we're here now in California. They must be so excited.
Oh, I'm sure.
No. No, they're not. They're getting what they want. And what did they want? It's what they voted for. $10 a gallon gas. Gavin Newsom is about to achieve this, Lee, because the two big oil refineries in the state are shutting down. Why? Because of Gavin Newsom's regulations. Shock is ensuing. Well, we can't afford that. Well, what were you going to put in your car?
Yeah, exactly.
What was your plan there? And we're getting the answer, Lee. You and I have always wondered, like, when the lights go out, what will be their reaction? Will they be happy they're going to have to live in a cave, like a caveman? Or will they want the lights back on? I mean, it's so strange, these people. But it's happening. And get this. You know who they're blaming? Regulators.
Well,
the regulators carrying out the Gavin Newsom regulations they voted for.
Yeah, where do you think those regulations came from?
The governor you voted for, who yeah. ran on it? Okay, here's...
And the legislature, too.
And the legislature. Very good. Here's the local television news. It's KCRA describing this disaster they have created. And keep in mind, as you hear this, this is what Democrats have planned, had planned, will do to the country if they get power again.
Governor Gavin Newsom's administration was in the hot seat today as California is set to lose two oil refineries within the next year. Those closures will come after the governor and his administration pushed and successfully passed new regulations on the oil industry within the last few years.
Now, lawmakers are now worried how this is going to impact California drivers and their cost of living. KCRA 3 Capitol correspondent Ashley Zavala takes a closer look at what could be next.
And this is the governor that's probably highest on the list of potential Democrat presidential candidates. Try running on that.
$10 a gallon gas. Folks, and I only bring this up. I know you don't care about what goes on in California. I don't either. But this is what the Democrats are doing nationally. This is how this will end. This is exactly. Okay. So listen to this. All right. This is, well, I'll just play it. This is comedy gold. They're all these people you're about to hear from are Democrats, from the regulators, to the representative from San Diego, outraged that their policies are working to deliver to them the necessarily skyrocketing energy prices they love.
Democratic lawmakers signaling they may be losing trust with some of these agencies.
I know that what climate leadership does not look like, and that is $10 gas.
California's clean air push facing pushback from both political parties. Lawmakers worry state regulators have kept drivers, workers, and Californians overall as an afterthought as two oil refiners prepare to shut down within the next year. Those two account for about 20% of the state's oil refining capacity. Lawmakers grilled the leaders of the state agencies that regulate the oil and gas industry, including California Air Resources Board Chair Leanne Randolph, Vice Chairman of the California Energy Commission Siva Gunda, and the Department of Petroleum Market Oversight Director Ty Milder.
We have a crisis on our hand that may have been self-created by the actions that perhaps have been taken by the state, by regulators.
Democrat liberals, progressives are finally facing the consequences of their policy. That's what's happening here.
And they don't like them, but I thought this is what they wanted.
It is exactly what they wanted. Exactly what they wanted.
They're like children.
Democratic Assemblyman David Alvarez and others frustrated after they were swayed to approve some of the latest regulations put on the oil and gas industry.
I think I also heard you say that another closure can lead to a significant increase in cost to consumers on the price of gas.
Yes, sir.
$10 an hour. They're saying $10 a gallon gas.
So what are you going to run those cars and trucks on? Is it going to be, fairy dust and unicorn poop? I mean, is that what you're going to run it on?
I don't think they know. You know what probably the big part of the problem here? Again, when your media lies to you, obfuscates, and leaves out critical details, that's how you end up here. Thinking, oh, good, we're cutting fossil fuel. Okay, but what are you going to replace it with?
Right.
That part gets left out. They just don't report it. So, that's going. Now, listen, this is the best part. This is the best part. They're facing the horror of having to get this. Ship in their oil. Not only will that cost a ton of dough, they're going to have to buy it from overseas. Not only will that cost a ton of dough, leading to the $10 a gallon price, but they're going to have to pollute the ships are in order to get the oil to them. Oh, this is comedy gold out of California.
Gunda told lawmakers California will likely need to have oil imported from other parts of the world by ships.
So we really have only one choice there today, which is, you know, increasing imports. Based on our work right now, that will be very tight for the North.
Increase in imports, which means that you have more vessels who what I've heard also, if you increase the vessels, then that means more emissions because we don't control those vessels and the emissions in which they bring. Is that correct?
But you are correct that additional marine traffic would implicate air quality issues beyond state waters that we do not regulate.
Now, this was just an informational hearing, so no action was taken. It's unclear exactly what the next steps will be, but Governor Newsom's administration is still apparently trying to come up with a plan to deal with those two upcoming refinery closures. Reporting at the state capitol, Ashley Zavala, KCRA 3.
Here's an idea. Don't close them. Good grief.
Yeah, but that would make sense, though. Democrats never do anything that makes sense, Lee. So that's options obviously off the table.
Oh, boy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now you see why folks are leaving California?
Oh, yeah, but this is the national policy. This is actually our national energy policy right now. I mean, we have Doug Burgum, God bless him, is running around and seeing, look, the lights are going to go out Spain style if we keep cutting coal. We used to have 40% of our energy when Barack Obama took office was coal. It will be zero by 2030. We are still on that track. He said, literally, the lights are going to go out in the factories. So we're still facing this just in a different way. Okay, now you're going to love this part, okay? Because how many years have I been talking about this? How many Battleground America podcasts have I done on this? That the real reason these Democrats did this, right, was so that they could use the dry pumps, no gas in them, what gas there is costs $10, the panic that induces to confiscate and take over means of production. What did I tell you? And here it is. In this Daily Caller article today, they are considering taking over the refineries, the government is. In other words, confiscating them to fix this disaster.
So you outlaw or overregulate something to where it goes out of business so that you can then steal the business from the legitimate owners.
You got it. That's how it works.
Now, welcome to your Marxist, socialist, communist state of California.
Yep, the California Air Resources Board, California Energy Commission, and Division of Petroleum Market Oversight, they're talking about what they're going to do. They're saying that the government may take these refineries over and run them themselves. Now, how did I know that was coming? My Battleground America listeners right now are saying, Terry, you're a genius. You're practically psychic. You should work at the Psychic Network. But no, I'm not. No. I read it in the New York Times, June 2nd, 2022. Every American should read this article. The headline is, you want to buy meat in this economy. What is it? It talks about how Biden should go ahead and declare a climate emergency, which he did. And I think they were going to do this part in the Kamala Harris or in the second term, because we have something called the Lever Act at the federal level. And that allows the federal government to seize means of production for energy and food in a national emergency or in a war. It's been used before, believe it or not. It was passed during World War I. And they did. The federal government actually did at one point. People don't know this. And they determined what foods, including what you could buy, what days of the week. And the New York Times wanted Biden to go ahead and do it again.
But when Trump declares a national emergency because of illegal immigration or because of unfair trade practices, Democrats sue to stop it. Nobody sued to stop the Biden administration from declaring the climate crisis, so-called climate crisis, a national emergency. Nobody sued there.
No, not at all. Nobody cared. Everybody was, wait, no.
No federal judge issued an injunction to stop this from happening.
No, that's exactly what they're doing. So you're seeing the blueprint in California. They create a crisis, drive gas prices up to $10. Even Democrats are screaming, and now they're saying we're going to take over the refineries. By the way, you want to know who this strategy comes from or where it comes from and how I know they'll do it? They've been doing it since 1848 when Marx published the Communist Manifesto.
Good old Karl.
Yeah, no, that's what they do. From Ukraine to the Soviet Union. China did this very successfully. take over food, take over fuel, use it to control the population, starve people to control them. That's what Marxists do. They don't even have another playbook. And here it is in the New York Times. In 1917, months after the country entered World War I, Congress passed the Lever Food and Fuel Control Act, which granted the government sweeping power over the food supply. And they were, in 2022, saying Biden need to go ahead and take control of the fuel and food supply. It's already happening in California. It's the nationwide template, folks. We can either live through Ukrainian, Chinese, or Russian-style famine, or we can vote for people who aren't crazy. Your choice, but you're watching the blueprint right now in California. Folks who are new listeners asking, okay, Tara, you're talking about California. You said we have the same national policy. Yes, we do. Energy Secretary Doug Burgum warning, we are on the verge of Spain-style blackouts if we continue with the current policy. What is that? That is to totally get rid of coal by 2030. Folks, the price of energy across the board in America went up 29% under Joe Biden. That was not an accident. Under Barack Obama, 40% of our energy mix was coal. We will have 0% by 2030, but we won't have significantly increased the wattage. It's a disaster.
And so we, in America, we became dangerously close to that right now. We've got parts of our country that are at risk for those same kind of what I'll call the Biden brownouts and blackouts to happen because we over-subsidized the intermittent and we over-regulated all of the baseload in an idea to, quote, save the planet. And all we're doing is potentially putting our own country at risk.
Again, that's Doug Burgum, our energy secretary. Hey, listen to this. He's explaining how China is going to kick our butt no matter what we do with the tariffs if Congress doesn't get its act together. And a lot of the fixes for this are in the big, beautiful bill. Take a listen.
If you were to ask me what's the thing that keeps me awake at night, this is the issue. And it's so thrilling and refreshing that you understand the scale, the magnitude, and the importance of this, the AI arms race, which is really driven by access to electricity. And China last year brought on 94.5 gigawatts of coal-powered electricity. 1 gigawatt is Denver. So they brought on 94 Denvers just last year. That's more than all we have today for all of California and all of New York is less than 94. So they added a New York and a California worth of electricity last year just from coal. They're still getting 60% of their base load from coal. And people may stop listening when they hear the word coal, but coal, from an electricity standpoint, thermal coal is fantastic base load. It has, you know, all the characteristics to allow you to maintain amperage and voltage to keep a system going. And I think we just saw in Spain, you know, they were celebrating on April 12th of this past month that they'd shut down their last coal plant. And then a week after that, they were celebrating the fact that they had their first day of 100% renewables on their system. And then the next week, they were a global news story because people were trapped in subways, all airline flights canceled, hospitals were panicking with a lack of power because they had a rolling blackout and grid failure because it just defies physics. You can't run an electrical grid with just intermittent power. You cannot run with something that is based in intermittent is the definition of solar or wind because the sun doesn't shine at night and the wind doesn't blow every day.
If you're just tuning in and you're wondering, wait, what are we talking about? California is in crisis. Their last two big oil refineries are shutting down. That's 20% of their oil. They're looking at $10 a gallon gas. They're in a panic. So they're talking about seizing the refining factories, refining facilities that are shutting down because of their regulations. I said, it's absolutely classic. It's exactly what the USSR did. It's what China did during the communist revolution and then the secondary revolution in the 50s. And it's what Ukraine did too. Same thing, same play. Texter reminds me Venezuela did it as well. Chavez took over the oil industry in Venezuela. They quickly went from being rich to a third world hellhole. This is the Marxist playbook. It's what they're discussing in California right now. I wanted to point it out to you so that you would not doubt me. And they were well on their way in the Biden administration. Energy Secretary Chris Wright points out over the weekend with Maria Bartiromo that the sanctions we put on our country, particularly on Alaska, in terms of exports of energy, were worse than anything we put on Iran and North Korea as far as strangling energy production.
Alaska a state that has had more sanctions, more restrictions on production of oil and gas in Alaska than everything we did to Iran and Venezuela and North Korea, if they produced any, combined. You know, the last administration just strangled Alaska, this awesome state of immense natural resources.
What did that add up to? The fastest energy acceleration in 4 years ever recorded in a century of record keeping on energy in America. Here's Energy Secretary Chris Wright on the shocking, 25% plus, it's actually 29, he says 25% plus increase in energy prices under Biden. What an achievement for somebody who we're told is demented, is incompetent. Folks, it was the goal. Barack Obama never got this far this fast.
Look, President Trump got elected to lower energy prices, reindustrialize America, bring jobs and opportunity back to our country, and he is pursuing that agenda aggressively. And energy plays a big part in that. You know, last 4 years, we saw over a 25% rise in electricity prices, but no increase in the production of electricity. Now we have the AI race in full steam that we cannot lose. We must stay ahead of China. And what does it take to win in AI? A lot more American energy. So we're going to grow American energy production of all forms across the country, keep electricity prices in check, and stay ahead and win the AI race.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.